Next patient is Mr. Glenn, G-L-E-N, Hedges, H-E-D-G-E-S. Date of birth, 10-18-46. Today is 10-29. I'm sorry, 12-29-23. Glenn is a 77-year-old gentleman. Security officer, single with no children. Patient never was a heavy smoker or drinker, originally from Kansas City. He lives in a group home at this time. He has a Foley catheter in place. He was diagnosed with stage 3 renal insufficiency and has declined hemodialysis. Period. Medical problems, DPH, hydronephrosis, Foley catheter, which is in place, anemia, weakness. Patient requires catheterization. He has tried to stop the Foley catheter and ended up at St. Joseph Hospital in renal failure and has decided against dialysis. His urologist told him that he needs to wear the catheter for the rest of his life. He needs to have the catheter changed every 3 months to keep him from developing UTI, period. VVF system, he's weak, he has decreased appetite, he's a high risk of fall, he still continues to walk with the help of a walker, he's homebound, he lives in a group home as I mentioned, he has had weight loss, complains of itching and nausea, he feels depressed, he's taking Prozac 20 milligram at this time with some success. Family history, mom died in 1986, dad died in 1989, they both died of cancer, he doesn't know exactly what. Surgery, all related to his prostate, no other surgeries reported. COVID immunization is up to date in 2021. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Patient is also short of breath, has O2 in place that he uses most of the time, period. An exam, Mr. Hedges, blood pressure is 90 over 68, pulse is 92/18, heart positive, swollen positive, stood, lungs clear, abdomen soft, conjunctiva is pale, patient appears pale as a ghost, weak, has a hard time standing up, with walking one or two steps he gets short of breath because of his anemia and his renal insufficiency. He has a stage 3 chronic renal insufficiency and acute kidney injury related to his BPH and chronic Foley catheter. There is very little chance that his kidney function will recover. As a matter of fact, kidney function will continue to worsen. He would benefit from Zofran for nausea and periactin 4 milligram for itching purposes, period. He does not want hemodialysis, his condition appears to have worsened in the past week or two, with reasons given above. Overall prognosis is poor for Mr. Hedges. Thank you.